Judge may force Trump to skip son Barron's high school graduation. By Hannah Knudsen on April 15, 2024. New York Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan has yet to say that former President Donald Trump can attend his son Barron Trump's high school graduation, refusing to rule on the former president's request to not attend the trial that specific day for that event. Monday was the start of the criminal trial at the hands of Democrat Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who charged Trump with 34 felonies, accusing him of falsifying business records in relation to payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels. As Breitbart News pointed out, Trump is not being accused of covering up a sex scandal. Trump has denied all charges against him, but, if convicted, he could face jail time. While jury selection has begun in the criminal trial, Trump's attorneys are looking ahead and have requested that Trump be able to skip the trial on May 17 so he can attend his son Barron's high school graduation, which is taking place in his home state of Florida. According to Business Insider, Merchan has acknowledged the request but has refused to make a ruling. "It really depends on if we are on time and where we are in the trial," Merchan said, according to the outlet. In other words, Trump may have to miss his youngest son's high school graduation for what many have described as yet another witch hunt. This is how disgusting the Biden trial has become. Not even letting the president attend his son's high school graduation. "Nothing but political attack," Trump advisor Jason Miller said. Related video: supporters cheer as Donald Trump departs Trump Tower for courthouse. Speaking to reporters ahead of entering a New York courtroom on Monday, Trump said this is another case of political prosecution. "Nothing like this has ever happened before," the former president said. "There is no case, and they've," legal experts said, "that people that don't necessarily follow or like Donald Trump. This case was brought as political persecution," Trump continued. "This is a persecution like never before. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country," he said, adding that the country is being run by an incompetent man who is very much involved in this case. "This is really an attack on a political opponent. That's all it is. So I'm very honored to be here," Trump added. Watch. Others blasted the trial, as Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., described it as election interference.